Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Renata Schumann, the head of the Healthcare Leadership MBA program at the University of Stellenbosch Business School. Good afternoon to you, Professor Schumann. Thank you for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon, listeners.
So you wrote an article that was published in Business Tech with the title Long COVID to Impact Jobs and Sick Leave in South Africa. What were you getting at?
So the one thing that is very important is that we all focused maybe on the acute COVID effects, the illness. We prepared ourselves to try to limit the spreading, masking, sanitizing, social distancing, lockdown. But very few organizations have positioned themselves to what most likely can be an additional, if you want to call it in inverted commas, wave of COVID, and that is those people that suffer from long COVID, the long haulers. In other words, people that have symptoms after 6 months after the acute infection, which can affect their productivity at work, their mental capacity in terms of cognition, memory, concentration, but also their fatigue and their ability to perform at work. Employers would really have to think how they're going to approach this, because more people would maybe require longer-term sick leave or flexible hours or work accommodations. And according to the legal framework in South Africa, we're not allowed to discriminate on the grounds of invisible illnesses like mental health disorders or then long COVID. But workplaces should actually do reasonable accommodations to help these people return to work, to provide them the necessary support, and hopefully to also limit the impact on the organization.
Very interesting listening to that, because I would imagine that the current arrangements and the current legislation that is in place is thoroughly inadequate to deal with a situation like this. Prof, I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot, but what kind of sick leave does one qualify for is legislated in any one particular year?
Yeah, at this stage, according to law, it's in a normal work organization, it is 36 days in a 3-year cycle. Now you're sitting with the situation where someone might be off ill for a month because of acute COVID, and therefore they also need to isolate and stuff. Now, and this, then thereafter, they should return to work. Now, we are definitely not recommending that people have longer sick leave or that we are aiming for temporary disability. By the contrary, we want people to be accommodated at work with support. And with support, we talk about reviewing policies and employee assistance programs, but also to collaborate with occupational therapists to really assess what is the functional impairment that someone has and what support they need. And the last thing, where it's a little bit similar to burnout, the worst thing that you can do for someone with burnout or post-COVID is to book them off for 3 months and say they must just rest. That is not helping them to reintegrate at work. That doesn't help them. Yeah. To, you know, that's not treatment, just to rest. So it's important to also in the second month to make sure that people do see a multidisciplinary team with a psychiatrist, physician, occupational therapist, or even a psychologist, but to really help them to cope and maybe then reduce workload if that is the case, or maybe different working hours, whatever might be appropriate for both the employer and the employee.
Do we have data indicating the numbers of patients who do suffer long COVID? And I'm trying to quantify the additional costs in my mind.
Unfortunately, we do not have yet South African statistics, and the data internationally is also limited. Remember, we're only 18 months into the pandemic. But the international studies indicate between 10 and 30% of patients might become long COVID, post-COVID sufferers. And then there's another interesting study where they looked at almost 4,000 people, and what they found that after 90 days, only 45% of them were fully active at work and fully functional. So there was some type of residual impairment in the acute and chronic aftermath of a COVID infection.
Absolutely fascinating, Prof. You're just reminding us that there's so much more to this epidemic than just the physical. There must be a whole mental aspect as well. So thank you so much for your time. That was absolutely fascinating, and I hope to chat to you again.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Have a good day.